countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Gort, County Galway is home to a thriving Brazilian community, many of whom came to Ireland to work in the meat plants in the area. And this week, there's been a great chat in the area about a new scheme announced by the Department of Justice to allow undocumented migrants find a pathway to becoming documented and ultimately qualifying to apply for Irish citizenship. Many of the Gort Brazilian community have always had their papers in order. Others have qualified to live here because they're entitled to other EU passports, and some are relieved that the new scheme offers them a once-in-a-generation chance to get their paperwork in order. Now, around the year 2000, Rosa da Silva travelled to Ireland for work. The then 22-year-old secured a work permit to work on the kill line in a meat factory near Gort. Nothing in her young life up to that point had prepared Rosa for this moment, as she explained to our reporter Lorna Siggins.
I used to work in the beef, the pig, and the lamb, and I used to wash, weight, and push the pigs. It was very heavy, you know, work, but at the same time, I was very happy to get a job. For the first few days working there, I used to dream because there's a lot of blood. You know, I wasn't used to this. I never worked in the butcher, you know, worse again if I work in the meat factory. So it was a big change in my life when I started to work in there, to see something like this. You do get used to afterwards, you know, it's come normal for you. But in the beginning, it was very hard to see the blood.
Rosa's weekly phone calls home from Gort to Brazil were important. A chance to hear the voice of her young daughter.
So she was only 8, and when we got together again, was 10 years after, she was 18 years old. So she was a teenager, you know, when she came in. For the first few years, was no internet, wasn't easy access for communication like we have today, WhatsApp or, you know, through online. But before, we have no privacy, like we used to be on the phone box and stay there with the public phone for a queue. So everyone was waiting for you to make your phone call, but everyone knew everything was going on in your life.
Life improved for Rosa. Her daughter now lives in Ireland and she has 2 grandsons.
Granny, very proud granny. I have 2 boys.
She feels more at home now.
Thank God I always had the work permit, but when I got the citizenship in 2012, it was a big weight off from my shoulders.
Então, uma costela. O que mais você acha que tem que levar? Um tomate, um queijinho.
So what's that? Is that beef or?
That's the beef rumtal. In Portuguese, that's maminha.
It's a busy Sunday in the Real Brazil shop in Gort, and Marconi and Flavia, a young couple in their mid-30s, are showing me the meat counter.
There are some different cuts that you would eat.
That's different than the Irish cut.
Yeah.
So if like we have a kind of special cut for barbecue. If you go to the shop here.
Flavia and Marconi have their papers now, but they know what it feels like to be undocumented because they spent 9 years in that situation. Like many Brazilian men who didn't have work permits, Marconi would make his way to the square at 7 o'clock in the morning, waiting for an offer, never quite knowing what he might be asked to do or where.
The reason that brought me here, it was Brazil, it was a very difficult time that time. In Gort, there is a square that we can meet people, Irish people that bring you to a job. So kind of you go to that place and wait for a job every day. You had to be lucky, and it's always hard job, like turf, potatoes. It is a hard job for Irish people, like, you know. But that was all we have that time. I met my wife in Ireland. We stayed 9 years without paperwork from 2010 until 2019. So I always know I have an Italian passport. My grandparents were Italian. They went to Brazil 150 years ago. So the wife just decided to go looking for that. So that took us 2 years, night and day, looking on the internet, searching, paid solicitor to do this and that, look for the paperwork, a translator. And after that, we got all the paperwork sorted. The biggest problem for illegal people in Ireland at the moment is, years ago, you could get your insurance, you could get your PPS, you could get very easy.
Open an account bank.
So it was very, very easy. Nowadays, you can't do that anymore.
Yes.
You can't do, so you have to wait, and then that makes it difficult to find a job. Very, very difficult to find a job. That law now to get all the legal in the country, that would be very, very easy and very handy for them, because they'd be able to go over and back to see the family. I know persons here, they are 20 years without go to see the families and daughters and mothers, and all they find very, very difficult, so they can't go. But they are very happy now to see, they can't wait until they get their paperwork and done to go out and have their life, you know, normal.
My name is Flavia. I'm from São Paulo in Brazil, and I arrived in Ireland, 2008, and I met my husband here.
And during that time, you got different types of work. Could you describe what sort of work you got?
I work in the care and the elders, and I clean the houses. But the long time I clean one national school, 3 or 4 years.
So you must be glad that your daughter now has more choices.
Yeah, I think she has the really, really different life. At the moment she worked, but she worked just for get money for pay the tickets and for college, that's all. But I hope she has a different history in mine. Yeah.
So thanks to his Italian grandparents, Marconi and Flavia have EU passports. Outside the shop, I meet Paolo and Lazara, who are pinning their hopes on the new scheme for undocumented migrants.
I wasn't happy in Brazil. I just come back to Ireland in 2016. The moment I have no documents, and that's it.
Paolo, for that time when you're here, for instance, when your mother became ill, you couldn't go home to see her.
She got sick and she was dying. If I have a chance to go, I go to there to visit her. But I can't. If I go to there, I cannot come back because I don't have my documents. And she has died. And I was very sad. I was feeling very sad. After that, I don't know. I have no words to say about, you know, because I don't know how to say about one thing. If I have my document, I go to there to see her for the last time.
And in the time when you don't have documents, is it a very scary thing?
Yeah, very scared. Yeah, because all the time I live here, just in gorge, around the gorge, just for work. I never go for travel. I never, because I don't have any document.
When you get your documents, where do you want to go first?
I want to go first in Brazil. See my family, my brother, my sister, my nephew, my friend. I want to go to Brazil.
And that was Lazare ending Lorna Siggins' report there. The Gort Resource Centre on Church Street in the town is helping migrants to put their applications together. There is a government application fee, but their assistance is free. And the Migrants' Rights Centre of Ireland, mrci.ie, has lots of information on their website. And the Department of Justice has a website called irishimmigration.ie, and it's very valuable because it has information on the scheme in many different languages, and the closing date is the 31st of July.